Welcome back to the Struggling to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Burgress. Today, I'm reading PTSD in Special Needs Parents. So if you'd like to follow along in text, just search for PTSD in Special Need Parents at strugglingtothrive.com. PTSD, also known as post-traumatic stress disorder, is typically heard in the context of war veterans. You can develop PTSD from any experience that's painful or upsetting, including caring for a special needs child. How does this happen? Long NICU stays where the child is on the verge of death. Babies so premature they need constant 24/7 care to survive. Hospital admissions for life-threatening infections. Finding out your child has life-altering and lifespan-shortening diagnosis and watching them fight it every day. There are many more examples. I wanted to name just a few to make my point clear. Almost every special needs parent is at some level of risk for PTSD. They are constantly exposed to situations that are extremely stressful where the results are completely out of their control. All the while, something bad is happening to someone they love more than anyone else in the world, except their other children, of course. If you have PTSD or PTSD symptoms, keep a therapist who has experience working with the condition. They can help you identify triggers and work with you over time to reduce the power your flashbacks have over your life. If you know what situations cause flashbacks and anxiety, you'll be better prepared to handle them. For example, you may end up back in the hospital with your child at some point. Before that happens, you need to be able to walk into an inpatient room without breaking down. What if you're concerned about someone else? If you suspect someone you care about has PTSD from their child's medical problems, recommend the person speak to a professional therapist about their symptoms. There is a lot of overlap between PTSD and other mental health problems, which are difficult, if not impossible, to differentiate with an untrained eye. Normally, you would go to your general practitioner first, but their GP may not be able to interpret the concerns properly. Many GPs have limited experience with mental health issues. Even with therapy, recovery does take time. So many special needs parents are exposed to situations that have the potential to cause PTSD. We, as a community, need to understand that this is not a mental health problem limited to veterans and military personnel. Parents struggling with PTSD need just as much support as anyone else with the symptoms, perhaps more, because they still may be in and out of the situation which causes symptoms in the first place. Not everyone that's anxious, sleep-deprived, and snaps at people has PTSD. These are, however, problems caused by PTSD symptoms. While I don't recommend assuming someone has PTSD because they appear to be in a bad mood, it's never a bad idea to treat people with patience, love, and understanding. This is especially true when you're a special needs parent as well. You know exactly how hard what they're going through can be on somebody. This was PTSD and Special Needs Parents from strugglingtothrive.com. Again, that's strugglingtothrive.com. This is your host, Ashley Burgress. Thank you so much for listening.